Rabotai, basically, I'm going to go through with Rabbi today. Have your package. I'm going through the at the end of the package, the Rav Shir. Okay, it's in the Sefer Rishima Shurim of Rid Alevi, the Rav, on the Sechet Brachos. And I have a copy here, for those of you who never saw it before. So it's the Rav Shir on this topic of Shomea, Kaona, and Kriya Shema and Tefila. So you have a choice. You can either follow it through with the original pages, which is the source, the original sources, or in the original, or just turn to the Rav, and I'm basically following the Rav as we go through it. Okay?
In the back of the
tent. Which is in the back. So you have, or you can have a finger and follow it both ways. We have an issue of Shomea, Kaona, and Kriya Shema, and Brachos. Now, I tell you the truth, I never thought it was such a practical question until recently. I was in one of these speed minyanim, and it was absolutely so fast going through the davening. It was absolutely impossible. Even as I was skipping, I was not able to keep up. It reminded me of once I went to daven Bismillah and Big Shul and Tinek, and they asked me to daven Shachar, so I daven Shachar for the Amid. And afterwards, the guy comes over to me and says, I want to thank you. It's the first time I daven Shachar properly in the last 6 months. He said, really, I have to tell you the story because I'm an Ovel. So when I was davening at the beginning of my 12 months for the Amid, I was saying every word. And people keep on coming over to me, you're too slow. So I finally decided to say the first pasuk, Asher Yoshev V'Secha, and then Vanach Nevoch. Yeah, he said you're absolutely perfect pace. So I was in such a minyan recently, a few days ago actually, in yeshiva, and I said, you know what? Maybe I'll do Shomei Kona. I'll answer Amen to the Chazan. I won't say the bracha, just say Amen and Miyotze. So that's really the practical. If you're in such a minyan, maybe you could just answer Amen to all the brachos, including Birchos Kriya Shema. And maybe even Kriya Shema, you could just listen to what he, as he zips through it, or even say just a Kriya Shema. Let's see what the halacha says. So it begins with a very interesting, actually, Vilna Gaon. It's in the Pirush HaMishnayis, you have it there, number 3, Shnos Eliyo. The first couple of Mishnayis and Masechet Brachos have a very remarkable change of tense. The first Mishnah begins, Me'emasai Korin Es Shema Ba'avin. When do we read Kriya Shema in the evening? So, okay, after the stars come out, etc. Then a Mishnah later, on the Afir Aleph, it says, B'shacha Mevorach Shtayim Lepaneh V'achas Acharev. Be'er Mevorach Shtayim Lepaneh V'shtayim Lepaneh. In the morning, you say two brachos. One says two brachos before the Kriya Shema, one after, and even one says two brachos before, two after. So the Vilna Gaon notices that there's a change of tense here, because the first Mishnah says, Me'emasai Korin. When do we read the Kriya Shema? Lashon Rabim. The next Mishnayis say, Shacha Mevorech Shtayim, Lashon Yochid. When does the individual say the Birchos Kriya Shema? Funny change of Lashon. It could have been both times Korin and then Mevorchin, or it could have been the first time Korei and then Mevorech. Either you talk about the one person saying Kriya Shema, saying Brachos, or a lot of people saying Kriya Shema and saying Brachos. So why does the Mishnayis switch? Me'emasai Korin Lashon Rabim Eshema, and then B'shacha Mevorach Shtayim. So he says an amazing answer. If you can see number 3 in the second paragraph, Korin, on his parish on the Mishnah. Omar Korin B'lshon Rabim B'lo Korei K'mo Shektoni Lahalon B'shacha Mevorach B'lshon Yochid U'mipnei Shebebrochos Echad Mevorach U'motzi Dechoves Kulam. Abu Bakriya Shema ain't a Yochel Hotzi Acherim. Ela Kolachad, Savich Lakos, Bifnei Atzmo, Rochain Ktani Korin. He says, In brachos, we have a rule of Shemaya Kaona. One says, and the other person listens, and the bracha transfers. We do this every Friday night in Kiddush. One person says the bracha, and other people answer Amen. It transfers. Shemaya Kaona is mentioned many times. Mishnayos and Gemara, Mikra Megillah will come up in a few weeks. One person will read, everybody will listen. Shmiya Kani, if you listen, and there's a Kavana, Lahotzi, Velotzeis, so there's a transfer. We'll learn to that from Sukkot. To din the raisa. So therefore he says, Birchos Kriyishma, one person could say the bracha out loud, and other people just answer Amen, and the bracha will transfer. If it says, Mevorech, the Shliach Tzibur is the one who says the bracha, and people are listening and getting being Yotze through Shemei Kona. However, Kriyishma itself, Korin, everybody, many, many people, everybody has to say the Kriyishma. If one person gets up and he says it out loud, it does not transfer to the listeners. It's an exception to the rule of Shemaya Ka'ona. It does not apply to the Kriyishma, Korin. Everyone has to say his own Kriyishma. But the Brichos Kriyishma do transfer. Now actually, this Chiddush of the Vilna Gaon is a Ramban. It's a Ramban in his Chiddush Masechet Brachos, number 4. He writes like this, Achshav v'nit zoch lodim minyan hazeh mech anolahem dorus Harishonim, he says the original minhag, lo hayu hatzibur mevorchem ba'atzmam kol habrachos. Ela shliach tzibu. They read lefnei ha'teiva, omer lefneim brachos kulam, rein anam amin. The original minhag, he says, was that only one person got up and said birchos kriyishma. It fits very nicely into the lishonos of Mishnayos, poreis al shema. One person gets up, and he's the Shliach Tzibur, he says the brachas, they answer Amen, and it's a transfer. Okay? Now, it's not supposed to say the whole thing, so in the Rav section, back, second part, he has the whole thing. So look in the Rav on page test in the back. So, on page test in the back, where he quotes the Ramban in the Sefer Rishimos, he says, because the Ramban, right side, first paragraph, then Zek Bam Rubin Shun, because Ramban, Doros Harishon, Lo Hoya Tziba Mavoch and Ba'atzmam Kol Abrochos, Elishliach Tziba, also Leir Lefnei Ateva, Omer Lefnei and Birchos Kulam, Vehem Onim Omen, etc. But Korin Kriyashma Befihem, Shehi, page test, She a mitzvah hamuteles al kol yochid v'yochid, Shei Mishanin Befihem. He says the minig was that the chazan would say the birchos kriyishma, but then every single person would say their own kriyishma. It's a mitzvah which every single person has to say. Shehei mishanein b'fiv. Stay right over there with the rav. V'chein mevuah b'Yerushalmi. This Ramban comes from Yerushalmi in Brachos Peregim. Yerushalmi says, "Tani kol mitzvah she'adam potter adam otzei sarav midei chova. A person can." If he's chayiv in the mitzvah, he can say it for the public. He can say the blessing or whatever else has to be said and be motzi people. Chutz mebirchas hamazon, but not benching. V'hod esnan kol she'eino chayiv b'davar ein motzi zvayim dei chavasam or chayiv for the yotz of motzi. Even though we have a rule that if someone's chayiv in something, he can be motzi somebody else, like we say in Kiddush, I'm a red liar. Shani hi birchas hamazon. Birchas hamazon is an exception to the rule of Shemei Kona. The Chsiv Bo, it says, v'yochalto, you eat, v'sobota, you're satisfied, u'beirachto, es Hashem lokecho, mi she'ochal, hu yivorach. He who eats must make that bracha. There's no transfer. V'yochalto, v'sobota, u'beirachto, you must do it yourself. Rav Yoidi ben Pozi, have a misivin amru, and they said, Lo mistabra, doesn't it make sense? But Kriyashma. Also in Kriyashma, Shehei kol echod ve'echod mishanein b'fiv. Every single person should do, v'shinantam, should do that statement of Kriyashma with his own mouth. There's no transfer. Lo mistabra, doesn't it also make sense? But tefila in the Shmon Esrei, Shehei kol echod ve'echod mevakesh rachmim al atzmo. Every single person should ask for his own mercy in tefillah, which is no Shemaya Kona. So the Rav says, Mavua, we see clearly from the Yerushalmi, Shebe Kriyashma leka din Shemaya Kona. There's no din of Shemaya Kona in Kriyashma, V'advorim tzrichim biyu. We have to explain this. Ha'ikam l'mechol ha'tero kula shumeya ka'ona. Usually we say a rule of transferring a bracha or a statement by listening. U'ma'ishno kriyishma misham mitzvah satlu is b'dibur d'chal ben din shumeya ka'ona. How come kriyishma is different, that there is no transfer of the kriyishma from A to B? Every single person must say his own kriyishma, as Yerushalmi says, and the Ramban says that's the original minug, which I guess goes back to the time of the Mishnayos. The original minug of Am Yisrael was that one person would say Birchas Kriyishma, the Shliach Tzibur, and everybody else would just say Amen, to get Yotzei through the transfer. But the Kriyishma itself, every single person would say on their own. Why is Kriyishma different than everything else? And also Yerushalmi has Birchas Hamazon and Shmon Esrei, so we'll talk about that also. So the Rav suggests, as a first approach, he has two approaches to this question. The first approach, I think, is something which most people, at least the concept, is well known, that in Kriyishma we have a double mitzvah. Within this mitzvah of Kriyishma, there's really a double layer of what's going on. One is a mitzvah of saying the words. Say the words, v'dibarta bam. Say these words, the mitzvah of Dibur, mitzvah of Kriya. There's also another level of this mitzvah, which is Kabbalas al Malchus Shemayim. A person has to have a special kavana, a special intention to accept the ideas of Kriyishma. It's not enough to say the words, he has to accept the ideas. So let's say Kriyas Megillah, just to say the words. A person can hear the Megillah, doesn't understand anything. Just he got those words, he said the words, or he heard the words and got them transferred to him, he's Yotzei the mitzvah. There's no requirement of thinking about it or committing oneself to this Kriya Samagillah. It's a mitzvah of Kriya. Same thing, Mikra Bikurim. This is the original Mishnah. People came to the Beis Hamikdash, and there'd be Kriya Mikra Bikurim. It could be Motzi, someone with Kriya. Just say the few psukim. There's no din of Kabbalas or Malchus Shemayim. However, Kriyishma is a special halacha. Within the mitzvah of Kriyishma, besides saying the words, we have to commit ourselves to the ideas. And as he quotes here, the Mishnah on Daf Yud Gimel, which is on page Tessa, also in the Shurim, he says in the bottom paragraph, Hochi Mashma, my Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Loma Kodma Pasha Shema. Why do we start with Shema? Before Avraham Shemoah, Kidei Shekabel Olav Ol Malchus Shemayim Tchila. You have to have Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim at the beginning. V'chein Mashma, Mordecai Lan Kavona Ma'akeves B'Pasuk Rishon B'Kriyishma. In the first Pasuk of Kriyishma, you have to have a special Kavona, as the Rambam writes in Perek Beis from Kriyishma Halacha Aleph. He says that you must have kavana in that first pasuk, even though we usually paskin mitzvahs einon tzrichas kavana. You don't have to have kavana when you do a mitzvah. I have to eat matzah. Even if a person eats matzah, doesn't realize that it's a mitzvah. Unfortunately, nowadays there are plenty of Jews like that. They eat the matzah, but they don't really think about it. It's a mitzvah. So you're yotzei. That's how the Rambam paskins in Hilchos Chametz Matzah. Ate matzah without kavana. He says, you yotzei. The kavan is nice to have, but it's not necessary. You do the good deed, you get the credit for the mitzvah, whether or not you think about it. However, in Kriyishma is a unique mitzvah, that in Kriyishma, besides the action of saying the words, besides that ma'aseh mitzvah, there's an extraordinary halacha of kavana saleh. A person has to commit themselves, Hashem Echad, and Avas Hashem, and Torah, then the second parashas, Chav Onesh, with mitzvos, and Eretz Yisrael, all these various ideas which come up in the Kriyishma are central core ideas which a person must commit themselves as they do the mitzvah to get the full mitzvah. So therefore, he says a very good brother of, he says, Shemeya Ka'oneh works when it's a mitzvah of Amira. I have to say Mikra Bikur. I come with difficulty, I must say these psukim. Or Kriya Samagillah. On Purim, I have to say the words of the Kriya Samagillah. There's no extraordinary level of kavana, which is in those mitzvos more than any other mitzvah, and we hold mitzvos don't need kavana. So therefore, since mitzvos don't need kavana, so We just transfer the Amira from Reuven to Shimon. If Reuven wants to give it to Shimon, and Shimon listens, so he gets the transfer, and the Amira transfers, and we say, Shomeya Ka'ona. However, in Kriya Shema, because in addition to the mitzvah of the Dibarta Bam, of saying the words, there's an extraordinary mitzvah in the Kriya Shema of Kabbalah Salmachus Shema, to have Kavana, and to accept the ideas of the Kriya Shema, to make that commitment. That's impossible for Reuven to transfer to Shimon. What, Reuven's going to make a commitment for Shimon? We're going to make a commitment for somebody else? It's ridiculous. There's no such a thing. You can only transfer words. So his listening is as if he said it. Good. I mean, so they connect, the sayer and the listener. But no one can make commitments for other people. So Manashach, if the listener has the commitment, so let him say the words. You can't, it's not divisible, these two levels of the mitzvah. You can't say, Reuven will say the words and transfer that to Shimon, and Shimon will have the kavana of Kavos Machos Shemayim. That, the Rav is saying, is an impossibility, because the Torah interweaves the two levels of the mitzvah as an indivisible combination. The person who says the words makes the commitment. The person who makes the commitment says the words. You can't have one guy saying the words and the other fellow making the commitment and somehow link them together. The Torah never created that kind of disjointed mitzvah Kriya Shema. The mitzvah Kriya Shema is a very complicated mitzvah. It involves saying words and committing. And the Torah created, and since the commitment part of the mitzvah clearly is personal, so therefore saying the words becomes also personal. It's called what you call in halacha a mitzvah shebegufo. I have to do it myself. It cannot transfer. A mitzvah shebegufo. There's no way of anyone doing it for me. So the commitment certainly cannot be done by somebody else. So it says in the Chumash, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Lokecha, make that commitment. Shema Yisrael, make that commitment of Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. V'dibarta bam, and say that. Say the words which commit you. Basically, the words are an expression of the commitment. I have a commitment, I think about something, and I'm committed to it. If I say it, it's a stronger commitment. So basically, the words are a stronger form of the Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. Your Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim, the Torah says, should be within your heart, Alav Avecha, and V'dibarta bam. Say it. So by saying it, you make a stronger commitment. Because saying is a stronger commitment than just thinking about it. So therefore, it's not transferable. He can't commit for me, and therefore he can't say the words for me. So that's why the Rav says that the Yerushalmi says it's impossible for Shemeya Ka'ona to be Chal in Mitzvah's Kriya Shema. That's why the Ramban says that was the original minhag, that there is a Shemeya Ka'ona in Birchos Kriya Shema. Birchos Kriya Shema is not a commitment. Birchos Kriya Shema is saying the bracha. And I say a bracha, so he said it, means I said it. It's not a personal commitment. So therefore, Birchos Kriya Shema is like any other bracha. And we say Shemeya Ka'ona. It transfers. However, Kriya Shema itself, since it's Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim, must be done by Kol Echad V'Echad. And so Vilna Gaon says, beautiful pshat, in the Lashon HaMishnayis, Me'emesai Korin Shema Ba'avis. When does every single person, all of us, when do we all say the Kriya Shema? But B'Shachar Mevarech. But in the Birchos Kriya Shema, one person makes that bracha for everybody else. It's a very interesting shita of Yerushalmi and the Ramban and the Vilna Gaon, and it's in the first Mamish. It's the first Mishnah in Shas tells us this amazing idea. Now, the problem that the Rav discovered is that the source for this whole thing in the Rishonim is this Ramban in this Chidushim on Maseches Brachos. However, Ramban himself, in his commentary on the Rif, in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, does not say that. In Maseches Rosh Hashanah and Mechames Hashem, he has a long discussion there. Do we say Mitzvah Sviches Kavana, or don't we say Mitzvah Sviches Kavana? So you look here on page, also on page test in the Shurim, the Rav brings down a Mechames Hashem. It's a very amazing thing. It's a tremendous surprise, this Ramban in Rosh Hashanah. In the paragraph Omnam. Omnam Yesh Lahapshis the Lachorba Biyazeh, so says Shitas Ramban B'Mechamas Hashem L'Rosh Hashanah Shekosta V'Zelashon. Ramban writes V'Zelashon. V'fi Anira Yesh Raya the mitzvos Srichos Kavon. I have a raya that mitzvos need kavana. The kaim alon gabay kriyishma, the pasuk rishon srichos kavana. Since we paskin the first pasuk of kriyishma, you must have kavana. That proves that all mitzvos srichos kavana. And he goes into a long discussion about this. He never rejects this raya. Basically, he doesn't reject the point of the raya. So the point of the raya is, we say that Kriya Shema needs Kavana in the first Pasuk. That proves that all mitzvahs, I put on tefillin, I eat matzah, I put on my tzitzis in the morning, I have to have Kavana that I'm doing a mitzvah. Kriya Shema is a separate halacha of Kavana because of Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shemayim. It has nothing to do with the general halacha of all mitzvahs needing kavana or not having kavana. That's a general issue. That's a big machlokas in the Gemara and the Har Paskin, fine. And then the Rambam, the contradictions. Mitzvahs vichas kavana don't need kavana. But that has nothing to do with Kriyishma. Kriyishma certainly needs kavana because of Kabbalah's Umachu Shemayim. So how does the Ramban in Nochamas Hashem use the din of kavana and Kriyishma as a proof that mitzvahs in general need kavana? Okay, so the Rav says in the middle of that paragraph and page test, Omnam, he says, Mubua b'divir Ramban, Shadin kavana b'kriya shema, Tali b'machlekes b'shas, in mitzvah srichas kavana or lo, v'man dama mitzvah ain srichas kavana, ain soch l'chavim b'kriya shema klal, afur v'posuk rishon. Okay, so the Ramban denies what you call Torah Mesinai, denies Aleph Beis. Aleph Beis, that I think almost everybody knows from elementary, Cheder, you say Kriyishma, have Kavana, as a special halacha in the mitzvah. He says, not true. It's only if you paskin mitzvahs srichas Kavana. If you paskin mitzvahs, don't eat Kavana. Eat matzah without Kavana, am yotzei, put on tzitzis without Kavana, am yotzei, put on fun without Kavana, am yotzei. I do any mitzvah in the world. I do kibbutz avim without kavana, I'm yotze. I say good morning to my wife. I'm nice to her. Have the recha kamocha. No kavana, I'm yotze. So you yotze mitzvahs without kavana, so then you don't need kavana and kriyishma. As I talked to Ramban in this Mechamas Hashem. So then going back, so do we want the Ramban in his Mechamas Hashem perish to be consistent with his chidushim on Masech the Brachos now? Basically, if I was a Talmud, as a Talmud of the Rav, not necessarily so, because the Rav can say something in the Shir and Masechet Rosh Hashanah, say the opposite in the Shir and Masechet Brachos. It was never a kasha for us to have different pshatim coming out of the Rav in different years, especially. He used to always tell us, when someone was raised and said, Rebbe, you said that. He said, don't bother me with kashas for my old shurim. I'm learning now. So okay, there's a steer in the Ramban, but I don't know how old he was when he wrote the Muhammad. They say he was very young when he wrote the Muhammad, and the Chidushim he wrote when he was older, so maybe a 40-year gap between the two. Doesn't mean that he had to be consistent. But that's what the Rav is saying. Let's try to make the Ramban consistent. He says in Rosh Hashanah that the whole din of Kavanah and Kriyishma is because of Mitzvah Shichas Kavanah. Okay, so we Paskin Mitzvahs based in almost all the Rishonim Paskin. Mitzvahs don't need kavana. Thank God, we yotzei mitzvahs without kavana. So Kriyishma basically a yotzei without kavana. So then back to square one, how come the Yerushalmi says, and the Ramban is passing this Yerushalmi, that there's no shomea ka'one on Kriyishma? I can't transfer. It's not a mitzvah of kavana. I can be yotzei the mitzvah without kavana. So how come it's an exception to the rule of shomea ka'one? That's the question which we want to resolve. And the Rav has now a completely new approach to this question. Yes?
Yeah, but can you say there's two dinim? One is the din of the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. You don't need kavana for a moment. You do need kavana. But the Kabbalah Somach Shemayim, that aspect, which may not be dependent on Mitzvah Srichus Kavanah, maybe it's a separate din that you just need Kabbalah Somach Shemayim Vikrishma, which is impossible if you don't say it on
yourself. Ramban says over there in Muhammad that there's no Kabbalah Somach Shemayim because it's an obvious pshat. He says the din of Kavanah, the first pasuk of Kriyishma, proves Mitzvah Srichus Kavanah. So he's mamish talking about that very din that we say is the core idea of Kabbalah Somach Shemayim. And he says it's only a mitzvah srichas kavanah din, Rabbanan and Mochamas.
No, but meaning you can yotzi krishma without having kavanah, but you still need kabbalah somach shemayim.
Not according to that Ramban. What's the source? The source is the din in the first pasuk. He says the din in the first pasuk is just mitzvah srichas kavanah. He basically is saying is that when you say mitzvah srichas kavanah, means you begin the mitzvah with kavanah. Doesn't you have to have kavanah all the way through? So therefore, you begin with the first pasuk. You had kavanah for the mitzvah. That's what he says. He doesn't say there's anything extraordinary, additional kavanah, kavos machshmaim. He, as I said, he's a kofa b'ikar. He denies the most basic thing that we all, everybody knows. We make our children put their hands over their eyes and say it slow and say Hashem Echad with a lot of fervor. That's because we're working with kavos machshmaim, but the Ramban doesn't have it. The same kavanah you have when you eat matzah or when you put on tzitzis is where the Kriya Shema, the same thing. Wherever the kavanah is. It's not necessary. So why is there no Shemaya Kona? So the Rav comes up with a very, very interesting pshat, which is really, in a certain way, this pshat is really much more in the words of that Yerushalmi, which was the original source of this din, that Yerushalmi, there, you can look at number 5, in number 5 at the beginning, about 4 or 5 lines down, it says like this: Amru, they say, Lo mistabra b'kriya shma. It's not. Doesn't it make sense in kriya shma? Sheyehei kol echad ve'echad mishanein b'fit. Every single person should be mishanein with his own mouth. So what is this word mishanein? Comes from the pasuk of Yishinantam le'vanecha. Now, what is the pasuk of Vishinantam Levanecha in Krishma? What mitzvah is that? Vishinantam Levanecha? That's a mitzvah, what? Talmud Torah? That's the basic mitzvah of teaching Torah to children, or learning Torah yourself, Vishinantam Levanecha. That's what the Rambam quotes that pasuk. And it's a basic pasuk, Rashi and Chumash. The basic pasuk for Talmud Torah is Vishinantam Levanecha. So the Yerushalmi says, Sheyehei kol echad ve'echad mishanein b'fiv. He uses the word. Doesn't say, he could have said, according to the first shot, he could have said, Shehei kol echad ve'echad mekabel ol malchus shemayim b'fiv. He doesn't say that. He says, Shehei kol echad ve'echad mishanein b'fiv. So the Rav says, which I think is a typical Rav, and it's no question about it, that the Rav lived this second shot. Talmud Torah cannot be done through a transfer. Okay, you can transfer a psukim of words. You can transfer kriyas of Megillah. You can transfer brachas of kiddush. You can transfer brachas of kriyas shema. But Torah, you have to do yourself. No one can study Torah for you and then say, "Listen to me, and I'm transferring it to you." It's absurd. It's an absurd notion that Talmud Torah can be done through a proxy. There's no shlichus in Talmud Torah. Pay someone to learn for me, so I'm going to say his learning is my learning. This is zocha and zvulun. Okay, I get schar. I'm helping someone learn. It's a mitzvah, v'machzik Torah, but it's not vishinan. Can someone claim he gives money for a kollel? So boys are learning because of his money. He's going to get the mitzvah vishinan from the bonecha. He's learning. He's not learning. He's getting a schar for helping someone else learn. Okay, it's a big mitzvah, but it's not, they say in Yiddish, it's kupnish some learning. It's not the same as learning Torah itself. So Torah cannot be transferred. That's what the Yerushalmi said. Learn mistab v'shei kol echod mishanein b'fiv. Doesn't it make sense that v'shinantam should be done yourself? And therefore, kriya shema, this is the chiddush, that Kriya Shema is not like Kriya Samagillah or Birchos Kiddush or other brachos, which are mitzvahs amira. Say words. Torah. Talmud, Vishinantam, Levanecha, Vidibatabam. The Diburim of Kriya Shema is Vishinantam, Levanecha. It's a Talmud Torah activity. And in fact, this is a Gemara in Masechta Nedarim, that the Gemara in Masechta Nedarim says that every single Jew, it says in the Gemara, does a minimal of Talmud Torah every day by saying Kriya Shema. And there's also Gemara in Brachas that says if someone says the Bracha of Abba Rabba, he's Yotze the Bracha of Torah. If he didn't say the Bracha of Rasha Bracha Bonu, because Kriya Shema is Talmud Torah. So it's very clear of different Gemaras, not just this Yerushalmi, it's clear in the Bavli also that Kriya Shema is Talmud Torah. But what the Rav is saying is it's not incidentally, it happens to be psukim of the Torah, so I'm saying them, so I'm learning them too. No, the mitzvah itself of Kriya Shema is to learn these psukim, the shinantim. When you say them, that is the core mitzvah. It's not the core mitzvah, it's vidibartabam, say the words. And incidentally, if I think about it, I'm learning. No, the mitzvah of v'dibarta bam is v'shinantam l'banecho v'dibarta bam. You're learning Torah. That's the basic mitzvah of Kriya Shema, is to learn these prakim of the Torah every day. It's the mitzvah Talmud Torah every day. V'kisa b'yomim v'layla. It's the mitzvah d'raisa. And in Talmud Torah, lo mistavra, hey, call echad be'echad meshanein be'fiv. Doesn't it make sense that Hashem Yisroch wants every Jew to learn Torah himself? Learn Torah himself, not through any kind of a proxy. We must learn Torah ourselves every single day. So therefore, there's no Shemei Kona. There's no way of transferring this. It's a cheftz of Talmud Torah. A cheftz of Talmud Torah must be done by the person themselves.
Still has
the meaning of Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim? No. According to this Ramban, no. There's no Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. But it is Talmud Torah. And that's the reason.
You don't think about Shemayim.
There's no Shemayim. A completely different idea that the Rav has for. Okay, now turn to page Yud. There in the Shurim, you see he has a very good raya. He has a very strong raya, the Rav, that it is indeed true that the core mitzvah of Kriya Shema is not just saying the words like other mitzvahs of Kriya, but the core mitzvah is Talmud Torah. He has here the Asher came near the right side. There's a Yerushalmi in Brachos, Perek Aleph, Halacha Beis, Reb Yochanan b'shem Shimba Yochai. Shimba Yochai said, Kagon Anu she'erskin b'talmud Torah, we learn Torah day and night. Afilu Kriya Shema ain anu mafsikin. We don't stop our Torah to say Kriya Shema. So the Yerushalmi asked, "Lo moda Reb Shimba Yochai she'mafsikin la'asos sukkah la'asos lulav? Wouldn't he stop learning Torah to do mitzvahs like sukkah and lulav? Tamei the Shimba Yochai zeh shinun v'zeh shinun ein mevatel shinun mipnei shinun." My learning Torah is Torah. The Kriya Shema is also Torah. Why should I stop my Torah for that Torah? In other words, he's saying is, if the idea of Kriya Shema is Talmud Torah, okay, so every Jew has a mitzvah to learn this piece of Torah twice a day, because he's a regular Jew. He has to study Torah, otherwise he's mevatel a mitzvah. But I'm learning Torah day and night. I never stop. So therefore, whatever impact that Talmud Torah mitzvah of Kriya Shema has, I get it by Torah Umnasa. By the fact that I'm learning Torah day and night, that gives me my maximization of Torah, Yom V'Layla, creates for me the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, which is a minimal Talmud Torah, which every Jew has to do. Someone like me who maximizes Torah, Yom V'Layla, Tarasa and Naso, I'm Mekayim, the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. It's a big chiddush. Rav Shimba Yochai is a very big chiddush. that you could do some other kind of Talmud Torah and you could fulfill the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. And he says, my Torah is maximum, so being maximum has to include within it someplace this minimum Talmud Torah of Kriya Shema. So let's say me and you, we're not at Shem Bayochai. We don't learn Torah day and night. We eat breakfast, lunch, supper, we drink a coffee, we take a peek at the Wall Street Journal, New York Times, I don't know what you read. So we're not Torah Sam Nasso. So we can't say that the Torah we do is equivalent to the Torah of Kriya Shema. But Shem Bayochai, his Torah is literally, believe, have sick, he never stops. So his Torah, whatever the Kriya Shema Torah is supposed to be, he has it. Therefore, he says, I don't have to say Kriya Shema. Yes?
Chachomim in the Haggadah would stop there and tell Midim to say Kriya Shema. Shouldn't have had to say Kriya Shema.
So they weren't, like Shem Bayochai, they weren't the level of Tarosom Nasom. That's what that's apparently.
Those five.
You know, included whoever they were. Or they didn't agree with his shita. His shita was that my Tarosom Nasom is a p'tur from Kriya Shema. They said it's a beautiful
idea,
but it's not halacha. Halacha, the Torah says, about the bump, these words, and the vishinantam. So you can't escape that mitzvah pratis of learning this Torah. So they didn't agree with him. And maybe that was the issue. It says, Ad shegiya talmideihem, v'amru lahem, hegiya zman kriya shema. How come they themselves didn't think of kriya shema? So maybe they were thinking like of Shem Bayochai. So their talmidim said, no, we don't pass like him. We pass and you should say kriya shema, even if Torah Sam Nasa. Okay, so that's the Rav's word, that Talmud Torah has to be done by the person himself. There's no transfer. Now, however, the Birchos Kriya Shema, regular Brochos, they're transferable. That was the original minhag.
Still is minhag in certain places.
Yes, Sfaradim, they do it. The Sfaradim, the Chazan says the Brocha, and the Kriya Shema people say. That's the minhag of this many Sfaradim, this original minhag. Which is really the minhag of the Ramban, which he says, and also we'll soon see the Ramban. Now, there was a very interesting question on this, which if you turn to page Yud Aleph there in the Rishimo, there was an interesting question like this. What happened was, there was a Maisa, which happened in Moshe Soloveitchik Shul, when the Rav was a young boy. One Shabbos morning, after the Kriyas HaTorah was over, the Baal Koreh, he was a very excitable guy, and he gave a patch on the bima. He said, Rabotai, I just finished Kriyas HaTorah. I want you to know, I had kavana to be motzi everybody in the shul, but not the rabbi. The rabbi is a bum. He bothers me all the time with his crazy chumras and kula. I would not motzi him. Let him worry about his own Kriyas HaTorah. Yeah, it was such a maisa. So, the rabbi happened to be the Rav's father, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, gave a patch. He said, Rabosai, I'm paskening. I was Yotze Kriyas HaTorah. How could I be Yotze Kriyas HaTorah? There's no Shomea Ka'ona. Shomea Ka'ona means that there's a transfer. One says, one listens, and they have Kavana. The Gemara says, Rosh Hashanah. They have to have that famous Mishnah by blowing shofar, by the shul. So you have to have Kavana of the guy who blows and the guy who listens. Then there's a transfer. Shomea Ka'ona. But this man had no Kavana. So he says that in Kriyas HaTorah, it's not Shomea Ka'ona. First of all, it cannot be Shomea Ka'ona because Talmud Torah is not transferable. So anyone who thinks that the way we're Yotze Kriyas HaTorah is because whoever's up there reading, or the guy who gets the Aliyah, whoever it is up there by the Sefer Torah is doing the Kriya and transferring it to the people in the synagogue is mistaken. There is no transfer of Talmud Torah. So what is going on in Kriyas HaTorah? So he came up and he said that what's going on in Kriyas HaTorah is a new kind of Talmud Torah. It's a Talmud Torah of the Tzibur. It's not that each person is learning the safe, is learning the Pascha through a Kriya of Torah, like by Megillah. Each of us is saying the Megillah when we listen. That's Shomer Kona. I'm saying the Megillah as I listen to it. So Kriyas of Torah is not like that, because you cannot transfer Talmud Torah of a Yachid. There's a mitzvah to learn Torah as a Yachid, as an individual. That's your own personal mitzvah. You have to learn the Torah. No one can learn for you and transfer it. There's no Shomer Kona on Talmud Torah. But Kriyas HaTorah is not the Kriyas HaTorah of Yechidim, of individuals. It's a Kriyas HaTorah of the Tzibur. The whole group of 10 plus Jews as a group is learning the Torah. It's a Talmud Torah of a Rabbin. There's a Talmud Torah of Yachid, each Yachid, and then there's a Talmud Torah of the Rabbin, where the group, Hadas B'nai Yisrael, which represents really Am Yisrael, Am Yisrael learns Torah as Am Yisrael. So therefore, there's no requirement of a transfer. B'chlal, I'm sitting in the shul, I'm part of the group, and the group is learning the Torah. If someone gets up in the group and reads the Torah, so the Torah is nikreit v'rabim. It's read in the public, and that becomes a public performance. So once it's a public performance, we are all part of that public group. We get the mitzvah as being part of the public group. We're not getting the mitzvah as an individual, which then I have to figure out, how did I do the mitzvah? He did it, transferred to me. That would get us into a plunder. We can't do that in Torah. But the mitzvah here is Kriyas HaTorah B'tzibur. Kriyas HaTorah B'tzibur. It's not a mitzvah siyachid, it's a mitzvah tzibur. And if it's a mitzvah tzibur, there's no requirement for kavana. The tzibur did it, and it's fine. So everyone is yotze automatically. You're part of the tzibur. That's what he says. You can look at it. It's a very... This is one of the famous stories that the Rav liked to say over. Page Yud Aleph, down on the right side. Ma'is Hashiva Beis HaKnesses Shalagram Zutzal Shabal Korei Ko'asa Latzibur Rachrei Kriyas HaTorah Hodiyam Shekevan Shelo Lehotziyam B'Kriyas HaTorah Pasek HaGram Zutzal Sheinam Mechuyavim Lachzor V'Lishmor Kriyas HaTorah Mishum Sheyotzu Gam B'Li Kavonas HaKorei Lehotziyam. The din Kriyas HaTorah Miskayim B'zeh Shehatorah Nikreis B'Tzibur Nikreis B'Tzibur Lo Tzor Kavonas Aval Kor Lehotziyas HaTzibur. For Raya L'chach Shekoton Ola Minyan Shiva. The Mishnah says you can take a child as one of the people to read. HaTzibur Yotz Ma Yidei Zeh Yidei Chavosam Afi Shekoton Enu Bachiv. A Koton is not Chayiv, but he counts in his minyan, he counts in the seven. Muchach Yiso Din Kriyas HaTorah Shirach Shetayto in the Kreis B'tzibu. Right. The law is you can use a child. Okay, we have a machlokas about I'm in Hagamah. We don't like to use children for aliyos. But Mekud the Dina, you can use a child. In those days, whoever got the aliyah would read. So how can a child be motzi? A child is potter. The answer is he's part of the tzibu. It's not a din to be motzi, to transfer. To have a Kriyas HaTorah B'tzibu. Even a child can do that. Okay.
How does that prove that? How does it prove the
So it proves that the mitzvah is a mitzvah of the tzibur, not a mitzvah siyachid. Once it's a mitzvah of tzibur, then you don't need shomer kon. I don't have to transfer anything. Yes?
Here's my shalom. The only time we fought for the Rambam, Pesach, Sheni, Parshat, Boy, in terms of Bashir, so he's in. In terms of Mishlev, here with Kafei, prosecution, and the dollar. But I'm talking about the way things are said. In other words, it's not just a question of what's said, it's a question of how it's said. So we have to be careful when legislating does and things at this level, but they all understand that if there's any break between the Baal Kaveh and a member of the Kehillah, it doesn't matter. It could be heard, it could be felt, and this could interfere.
It's very true. What you're saying is very true. Chas v'shalom, there shouldn't be a machlokes.
I'm not disagreeing with the Rav.
But the Rav says, but the Eved Yotze, if let's say there's such a mishigas that the Baal Korei doesn't have kavanah, but motzi, it's as you say, it's a chilul Hashem, it's a terrible thing. But the Eved, the people were Yotze. You can't deny them their mitzvah. The Kriyas HaTorah took place. But it's wrong to have that situation, of course. Of course, you're right. No question about it. Now, I just wanted to add another point here. The question is, the way the Rav and his father paskened this thing, and they have a raya that from children are part of the Kriyas HaTorah, but they came out with another interesting, it's not here, but another interesting outcome of this idea that it's a chiyuv of the tzibur. Let's say for some reason a guy did not make it to shul. He didn't make it to shul Monday morning. Later on during the day, let's say he gets to shul. So is there let's say he has a lot of friends and they would do him a favor. Says, is there an Indian to take out the Sefer Torah and read it for him? He's a amchuv as a yochid. So do me a favor, let's make a minyan for Kriyas HaTorah. I tell you the truth, the first time I met the Rav, I was a freshman in YU, a long time ago, around the year 1961. So my first, I davened a Monday morning in the Beis Medrash, it was a Thursday in the Beis Medrash. This very great man comes in. It was already after Shacharis, and he took out a Sefer Torah from the Aron and he asked us boys, he said, stand around, we're going to read the Torah. It was about 11 o'clock in the morning, because he just came in from Boston or whatever. Anyway, I don't remember, it's a Monday, must have been a Monday. So I was so astonished, I never saw in my whole life anybody take out a Sefer Torah to make a Kriyas HaTorah for a Yochid, for one person to get his mitzvah. So the Rav had it both ways, so to speak. In other words, when the Chazan said, I'm not being motzi you, we said, so who needs you? It's a mitzvah of the tzibur. On the other hand, he wanted to get the mitzvah of a yachid, so he comes in without a minyan. He says, let's make my minyan for my own Kriyas HaTorah. I want to get a mitzvah as yachid, a personal mitzvah. So apparently he used to go back and forth, but he apparently felt he could go both ways. I don't exactly know how. So that you have to go through the shir and Kriyas HaTorah. Maybe at the end of the day, the Rav feels that there's two mitzvahs in Kriyas HaTorah. There's a mitzvah tzibur, which a yod say b'diavad without shmegan, is a mitzvah siyachid. You should try to. Question is, you have to really, you know, really make a special extra effort to go to daven on Monday, Thursday to get the Kriyas HaTorah. Usually, davening with a tzibur, let's say Tuesday, Wednesday, is what in halacha it's meshubach. It's definitely better to daven with a minyan, but it's not a personal obligation. I'm not to say shachas mincha maariv, making a maariv, or shachas mincha. So I have a chiyuv as a yachid to daven tefillah, but I don't have a chiyuv as a yachid to go to the tzibur. If I go to the tzibur, it's better meshubach. That's what the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch is. But Kriyas HaTorah, if it's a chiyuv yachid, then I have to do it. I don't know who the some are. I just took quoting the Lashon Rambam, Shulchan Aruch, and the Rav, that the tzibur is not a chiyuv gomer. It's a chiyuv. It's not a chiyuv. It's just a more than a hiddur. I wouldn't want to call it just a hiddur mitzvah. It's meshubach. You want to get anyway, because in Hakadosh Baruch Hu mo'eis b'tfilasim shel rabim. If you want your tefillah to be heard, so you want to have the tzibur, that'll help your tefillah be heard. If you want just be yotzei the mitzvah, fine, you daven be yechidus, but you want the tefillah to be heard. But ain't a kodesh wanted the tefillah shel rabim. But I tell you the truth, the way a lot of these minyanim daven, their speed is probably better daven be yechidus. At least you say every word. I mean, to say the first pasuk and the last pasuk, so kodesh baruch we know, but still it's hard to believe that this is the best way to daven. So it's because there are 10 people in the room, and it doesn't make much sense to me. But anyway, but the Rav felt that apparently that sometimes you could look at Kriyas HaTorah as a chiyuv yachid, therefore you should try your very best to get the Kriyas HaTorah as a yachid Monday, Thursday, and he also felt it's a kiyum tzibur, it's a mitzvah of the tzibur. Okay, now we want to take a look now, finally, to wrap this up, we want to look at the Rambam. Now, the Rambam, what is the Rambam's minhag with davening, this question of Shemei Kaona and so on. So let's see, maybe I have them in the beginning, all these Rambams. Today, let's see. Okay, yeah, okay. Turn to page 5. Let's look at number. Okay, let's read a few Rambams here. Start at number, let's say, number 15. Number 15. Shliach Tzibur Motzi is a rabbi Bechavot. The Shliach Tzibur fulfills the obligation of all the people to doubt. In other words, he's saying there's a Shemei Ka'one in the Shliach Tzibur. Ketzah. When he died in Shmonesa, Behem Shomim, Be'onim Omein, Achal Kol Brochu Brochu, and they answer Omein, Havein Ke Mispalim. They get credit for davening. Talking about someone who doesn't know how to daven. If he doesn't know, Ein Yotze Yidei Chavoso Ela Betulas Atzmo. He only should Yotze by himself. Now number 16. Shliach Tzibur Yerod of Ne'at Tzibur. The Shliach Tzibur goes, stands in front of the Amud, the Omeid Be'emtza Am, and he stands there among the people. Say the Tfilas HaTzibur Kachu. This is the way we daven the Tzibur. The Shachar in the morning, Kol Ha'om Yoshvim, Umaschu. The Shliach Tzibur begins on Makadish. Kol Ha'om Omen. Amen. Yehesh me abba mevorach omen mayak b'chol kochan. Onen omen b'sof kadesh. Acha kaf omen boch es hashem am mevorach. Heim onen boch shem b'chol omen. Maschil hu poreis al shema. He's missing a few words. He says the boches of shema v'onem omen and the people answer omen. Acha kol boch u boch. Yudei le boch, someone knows how to make a boch of v'likros imo korat shem b'vorach g'al Yisrael. Okay, now let's continue. Continue there. Achas sheafsiyah shliach tzibur sholosh psiyus la'achorov yamod maskel nisal b'kolom mechilas abrachos al tismich lo yisbal. Hakol om shom omin achak abrachu brach. Bein elu shlo yatsu yidei bein elu shikra yatsu dei chavos. So shliach tzibur does chazoros hashatz. Everybody stands and says amen. Those who are not yotze yet, those who are already yotze. Be'erev in the evening, kol ha'om yoshim v'omid v'urachum b'ochus shem v'vorach heim on b'ochus shem v'chom b'ed mas l'fus al shema. He says the b'ochus of kriya shema om u'kadosh v'achakach ha'kol ha'om nisbalim b'lachash. Okay, so now if you read the Rambam it seems pretty innocuous, however the Rav was very medagdik here in the Rambam. The Rav felt that the Rambam is saying a big chiddush here. Okay, let's turn to the pages of the Rav. Okay, so there we go to that page. Adaf Yud Beis in the back, where she is. What felt was like this, that from these Rambams you get a very strong impression that the Chazan, Pares al Shema, he says B'kol Ram, and the people answer Amen, they would be Yotze. Someone can say on his own, it's bad, it's nice if he says on his own, but it's not really necessary. Mashma from the Rambam that there's a like the Ramban says, the old minig okay, that the old minig of, because the Lashon Rambam Perik Tesaloch Aleph Maskelu Poreis Al Shema B'Kol Rom Heim Onim Omein Achal Kol Brachu Bracha. The Rambam seems to be describing a simple minhag that the Chazan says the brachas and people answer amen. So it seems that the Rambam has it, but there's another thing which seems in this Rambam, He doesn't emphasize the fact that people should say their own Kriya Shema. He puts it all together. When he comes to Shema in the Esrei, he says, people daven Balachash, and then the Chazan goes over it again. But as he describes the Birchos Kriya Shema and the Kriya Shema, he says that the Chazan gets up and says it b'kol Ram, people answer Amen. Someone wants to say it with him, he can say it with him. Then he gets to the Shemona Esrei. Doesn't seem in any way that there's a distinction being made here in the Rambam between the Birchos Kriya Shema and the Kriya Shema. So the impression that the Rav got from the Rambam is that the Rambam had a minog of the Chazan saying not just the Birchos Kriya Shema out loud and being motzi people, like the Ramban says, the Yerushalmi would agree with that, but even the Kriya Shema itself, the Chazan would say it out loud. And the things, you know, something happened to me very recently. I was at a Brit that was with a Sfaradi minyan, and I was standing literally right. I was sitting right behind the Chazan. The Chazan was in the middle, like they like to do by the Sfaradi. It was an apartment, so he was in the middle, and I was sitting behind him. And I davened out loud. I come from Chassidish Shtibel. Everyone's davened out loud, so I was saying everything out loud. So the whole thing was over. So the Chazan came over to me and he says, "You know, Rabbi, you were mevalbeloti legamre. You mixed me up so much. I couldn't do my chazanas. I couldn't do anything because you were so loud." I said, "I don't understand. Don't people daven with you as when you're the shliach tzibur?" He says, "No, I'm the chazan. I say everything. They just listen. No one says anything." So really, that's the minhag of the Rambam. It seems that the basic, and I tell you the truth, I was telling the people, I wish that we would do that over here. I wish we would do it. All the shuls, all the modern Orthodox shuls should switch into Sfaradi. The Minhag Rambam, the Chazan should say everything out loud. And just sit there, fine, you'll be happy. You can just sit there, say Amen, and he's motzi with everything. So the Rambam Shita is that the Chazan says all the brachos plus the Kriya Shema, and everybody's yotzei. Okay, so the Rav, he's troubled. The Rav is very troubled with this, because he just got through explained so beautifully whether it's because of a Kabbalah or Malchus Shemayim or because of Talmud Torah that Kriya Shema itself is not transferable. So how can the Rambam of all people have a minug that the Chazan says even the Kriya Shema out loud and people are being yotzei through Shomei Ka'ona? That bothers the Rav. Since we have such a beautiful svara that even the Birchos Kriya Shema could be transferred, but not Kriya Shema, so then how come the Rambam has a Shomei Ka'ona and Kriya Shema with the Chazan? That's his problem. So the Rav says the same thing that his father said by Kriya Satorah. Namely, it's not a mitzvah yachid. Were the Kriya Shema a mitzvah of each person, of course your personal Kriya Shema you must do yourself, whether it's because of the commitment of Kabbalah Malach Shemayim or because it's Talmud Torah, you have to study Torah yourself. Kriya Shema B'tzibur is a different kind of Kriya Shema. It's the Kabbalah's own Malach Shemayim and the Talmud Torah of the Tzibur. There's two mitzvahs Kriya Shema. There's a mitzvah as Kriya Shema for each yachid, the yachid to say his own Kriya Shema. That he has to do it personally with no transfer by anybody. That's what the Yerushalmi says. However, if you're in a minyan with 10 Jews, then you get a new level of mitzvah. Now you can do a mitzvah tzibur, which is a mitzvah of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael, Vidashti Pesach Adas B'nei Yisrael, it's Ham Yisrael, 10 Jews. So the Kriya Shema now becomes a mitzvah of the Tzibur, so therefore it's not Shomer Ka'ona. Not that the Chazan is saying it and giving it to me as a Yochid. All of us in the Shul, we're all participating in Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shemayim of Am Yisrael is accepting a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. That's what's going on. It's a different kind of a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah of the tzibur of Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shemayim B'tzibur. And that's why the Chazan says everything. The brachas and the Kriya Shema, it's all this. Not that the brachas are being transferred through. The Rav says, according to my svara, just the reverse of the Ramban. Even the brachas are being done as a Kabbalah so Malchus Shemaim of the Tzibur. Basically, what's going on, even the brachas are Kabbalah so Malchus Shemaim, so one-on-one, you could not transfer the brachas. But if you do 10, you can have the Kabbalah Shemaim of the Tzibur. And he says, the Rambam, there's a Beferish Rambam exactly like that. That is the biggest Chiddush of all. And I think we'll stop with that last Rambam here. The Rambam paskins that you cannot transfer a Birchas Kriya Shema unless you have 10 people. Let me find where that is. What? On the bottom of your Gimel? Okay. Yeah, let's read that there. Bottom of your Gimel. The Divrei Rambam Mashma Nami Dikukim Yuchod Shel Birchos Kriya Shema Shel Atzibur. Sharei Kosav. Perik Ches, Mechot Rocha Hei, V'chein, Lo Yiyah Echad Mevorech Birchas Shema, V'hakol Shomim, V'onim Achrov Omein, Ela Basara. No one should say a Birchas Kriya Shema, and other people just listen and say Omein, unless you have 10 Jews. V'zeh Nikol Poros El Shema, V'hisad Olav HaRaivet, and the Raivet right away disagrees, what you're saying makes sense in the bracha of Yotzeh, where you say Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh is a Dover Shebe Kedusha. It needs 10 Jews. But why should Abba Rabba need 10 Jews? Why should Goal Yisrael need 10 Jews? These are regular brachas. Let one person say it and transfer it. But the Rambam passes Beferish, not Yotzeh, not Abba Rabba, not Goal Yisrael. None of the Birchos Kriya Shema are transferable unless you have a minion. The minion is not transfer. It's a different halacha. It's a Kriya Shema of the Tzibur. It's a Kabbalah Tzimach Shemaim of the Tzibur. And the Birchos Kriya Shema are part of the Kabbalah Tzimach Shemaim of the Tzibur. Therefore, only 10 Jews can create Birchos Kriya Shema and Kriya Shema of the Tzibur. And that's the Rambam's minhag, that if you have a minion, this one chazan says the whole thing from A to Z, from Bochu till Shemona Esrei, one guy gets up and says it, everything out loud. No one says anything because we're performing a public communal mitzvah of Kabbalah on Malchus Shemayim of a Tzibur, and therefore that's how it works. Okay,